I started writing it probably about 2.5, 3 years ago, and I'd just finished my previous book. And then I saw an article and saw a couple of news stories about a tragic death of a two-year-old boy in New South Wales, and his mother was charged with his murder. And the story showed that neighbours and his childcare workers, family daycarers, had reported him to Family and Community Services multiple times, and he was well on the radar of Community Services. And he was reported, in fact, that week he died, and they had so many kids on their books that, and they could only go and do a face-to-face meeting with so many of them, and he dropped off their list. They did a sort of triage, effectively, and that was the week he died. What struck me more than that, really, was I put myself in the shoes of those neighbours, and I thought, what if I knew the child next door was at grave risk and I reported to the police and I reported to Community Services and nothing happened? Would I take things into my own hands? Would I afterwards think, God, I wish I had just picked that little boy up, put him in my car and just driven away? And that became the premise of the book. So the book is about a woman in Sydney, Anna, who realises that the girl next door, Charlie, is in really dire straits and at grave risk, and she reports and she reports and she reports, and then when nothing happens and when she's really concerned that Charlie will die, she just picks the child up and drives away. That's the story. And it's you know, I'm really, I guess, I talked about writing being a conversation with myself. The conversation I was having while I was writing this book was, how far does our responsibility for the children around us extend? As an individual, as a member of the community, where what is my responsibility for the children around me? And what would I do if I knew a child was being abused? And, you know, and there's obviously a continuum there, and there's, you know, at one end is a sort of very grave situation, you know, like my partner witnessed once and he called the police. And at the other end is, you know, perhaps someone smacking their kid in the supermarket, and certainly you don't call the police or Community Services for that, but maybe there's room to step in and say, hey, I can see you're having a hard day, or it looks like you're having a hard day, can I help? Is there anything I can do? So it's that notion that we all are responsible for the children around us, or I've been asking myself that, and what are the ways in which we can support families and support parents? Because support for a parent is always support for a child.